Hi, welcome to this week's A Gal and a Gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. We got a lot going on today. Just little spoilers here, what we're going to talk about. Burgundy is back.
And raunchier than ever.
That's right. Yes, very excited for that. We also have a little news about the new Jurassic Park film. And, a couple of my favorites, Supernatural.
We can't go a podcast without Supernatural.
It's not going to happen. And also True Blood, so we're excited for that.
And also our weekly segment, Ignoring Reality and Obsessed. And actually, Kitty, a little spoiler here, is obsessed with something other than Supernatural.
I know, shocker. Anyway, this is A Gal and a Gay. Alright, so much to get to. A lot of movie news this week. So we're going to start with Anchorman 2.
It's kind of a big deal.
It is pretty much a big deal. Yeah, absolutely. Just like Ron Burgundy. Yesterday, they announced that they're going to re-release Anchorman 2 in theaters again, but an extended version.
Well, basically, it'll be a whole new movie.
A whole new movie, because there's hundreds of new jokes, apparently, and it's supposed to be super raunchy, which, you can't get much raunchier than it already was, so that'll be fun to see. So that hits theaters next Friday, the 28th, actually, and it'll only be out for a week, so I'm pretty excited. We saw Anchorman 2 when it came out, and it was hilarious.
It's great. I really liked it for a sequel.
I agree.
You know, it's hard to beat Anchorman 1, but I liked where they went with it. They tried something completely different. I think it worked.
Really funny, very random, and a little ridiculous at parts, but that's what made it so enjoyable. So, it'll be interesting to see the new jokes that they have in there. And the trailer looks really funny. So
it does, and it's going to be a little bit longer too. And they're promoting that it's going to contain 763 new jokes. So basically, a brand new movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's just like, you have to wonder, like, how much stuff they had to leave out, you know, and that's why they're re-releasing it, obviously. I wonder if there's still more that'll be probably included, like, on the DVD or something, you know, so.
Well, and Adam McKay, the writer and director, he has said that basically the new movie will basically come from improv takes from the actors. So, obviously, there are a lot of comedians in that movie. They are used to improv. And so, I think the first movie was kind of what he wanted to see in the movie, and now he's giving the actors their own
chance. And this one will be rated R, as opposed to the last one was PG-13, so that tells you something there.
So it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited, I think we're planning to go to see that, because we are big Anchorman fans, so that should be fun.
Well, a movie we just saw in the last week, The Lego Movie.
I loved it. Everything about it. So good. So funny. Clever.
The thing is, with that movie, a lot of people I know, they went and saw it already, and they just like, oh, it's so good, so good, so good. And so it's like, it's already built up. And many times, movies will disappoint me because they've been so built up. But this one did not disappoint the characters, the voices.
The characters, the jokes, too, are just so funny. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this is obviously built as a kid's movie, but there are so many jokes in it that, you know, for adults, you will absolutely love it. So I highly recommend anybody go see this movie. It's not just for kids, because there are just laugh-out-loud moments.
Well, and there are so many actors that we know who voiced these characters. Will Arnett is Batman. He was so
fantastic.
Funny. Yeah, and obviously he brought the comedic side to the Caped Crusader.
Yes.
And Elizabeth Banks is probably one of my top favorite.
I would agree. She's just so great in everything she does. She's funny, you know. Yeah, I really enjoyed her, so she was really great. Chris Pratt did a great job, you know.
Man, he is blowing up.
He is everywhere, I know. Right. I mean, he's in that new Guardians of the Galaxy. Exactly.
And we actually weren't planning on talking about this, but I kind of want to get my opinion out there on this. So, there was an article about how they think he is the next Harrison Ford Han Solo, just based on this trailer. I don't believe that's the case. I didn't think it was as great as everyone was saying. Obviously, I don't know much about Guardians of the Galaxy.
A lot of people are real excited about this movie.
I will go see this movie. Probably enjoy this movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard. You can't compare these newer movies to Star Wars.
Absolutely not.
You absolutely can't. Is he in great shape?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he looks great right now.
Is he smoking hot?
Yeah.
Does he have kind of that, kind of that swagger? Got all that. But don't compare him to Harrison Ford.
No, I don't think he is even in really the same category as Harrison Ford in my mind. I mean, he's Andy on Parks and Rec. And he's just so funny and goofy and cute. Yeah. And, you know, so that's how I always remember him. So
right. And which he brings to all of his roles.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why he's so enjoyable. I really like him. Right. I'm really glad that he's getting so much work because he is a really great actor. He's fun to watch. So, but yeah, comparing him to Harrison Ford, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's... yeah.
We'll see. You know, he is really blowing up everywhere, though. Absolutely.
Right. And... there's talk that he will be doing a lot bigger movies.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can talk a little bit about Jurassic World.
Yes, he's going to be in that.
He's going to be in that.
Yeah, so Jurassic World, which is the new Jurassic Park film.
It'll be number four.
Four, yeah.
But it kind of looks like they are skipping two and three and kind of going back to the original, which is probably... the smartest thing they could do with Jurassic 4, instead of rebooting everything, they are going back from the teaser that we saw this week. They're shooting on the same island.
Yeah, the first film.
And Jurassic Park is one of my top
movies ever. I mean, I remember seeing that in the theater when I was 10 years old, and I loved it, and I'm still obsessed with that movie. So it'll be exciting, you know, and... the second one wasn't that great. I really enjoyed the third
one. Was that with Vince Vaughn?
The third one is with, not Vince Vaughn. It has, William H. Macy and Tia Leone.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's pterodactyls and stuff.
Right.
I really like that one. The second one, not so much.
Right.
But, anyway, it'll be exciting. I will definitely see this movie.
Right, and I like Bryce Howard.
Bryce Howard, yes, I like her.
She's fantastic. From The Help to...
Yes.
I like the Terminator movie that she was in with Christian Bale. I really liked it.
I didn't see that. Yes.
Yeah, I thought we saw it together.
Did we?
Didn't we?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're jumping around, but there will be a Lego 2.
Yes, there will be a Lego 2, just confirming it'll come out in May 2017. So we still have a few years for that to
And
hit
it probably
theaters.
Takes them a while to create a movie like that.
I would
that.
Absolutely think it would take a while to do something like that. So that'll be exciting. I mean, I loved this one, and I'm sure the second one will be just as good. So that'll be exciting. So mark that on your calendar.
Lego 2. I think it's Memorial Day weekend 2017.
Yeah, something like that. So that'll be fun.
So it'll be good. Since we're still on movie news, I thought it was kind of funny. Patrick Stewart, The Guardian, which is a gay publication, they... basically outed Patrick Stewart. They got their information mixed up, their facts mixed up. They basically said it was regarding Ellen Page. She came out just recently, and they said some people in the article, it said, quote, some gay people such as Sir Patrick Stewart think Page's coming out speech is newsworthy. Well, he's not gay.
No, he's not gay. No.
Which they think now, looking at, he was probably talking about Sir Ian McKellen, who is gay.
Who is gay.
And a great friend.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart are like BFFs, and they're just so adorable together. Like,
they really are.
Like, if you follow Patrick Stewart on Twitter, I mean, just some of the pictures they tweet out together, it's just like, I love them.
I loved his his response. He's like, well, it makes for a nice change. At least I didn't wake up to the internet telling me I was dead again.
That is a great response. Yeah.
See, now that's how you handle when someone calls you gay.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. That's what, just love you, Sir Patrick Stewart. Just love you.
He's so awesome.
He's amazing.
And I can't wait to see him in the new X-Men movie, which is coming out in just a couple of months with Sir Ian McKellen, who is gay, as Magneto. So that is definitely one of the movies that I'm most looking forward to this summer.
It's going to be a good one to see. So, I can't wait.
Right. All right. Well, let's move on to some news. All right, some TV news.
Lots of TV news.
And of course, if you listen to this podcast, you will not be surprised at the news we're going to start with of what show we're talking about. Kitty, I'll let you take it over for the next 3 minutes.
I report the news as it comes in. I'm not picking it. But we're talking about the Supernatural spinoff, Tribes, Supernatural Tribes. There's some news about that. They've cast a couple of the stars in it. There's one guy from who's on The Vampire Diaries, and another guy who was on a different show. I'm not familiar with it, but you know, we're getting a sense of who is going to be on the show. So it'll be interesting. And the they're setting. There's an episode this season on Supernatural where they're setting up for this spinoff, and that's going to air on April 29th. Yes, so it'll be interesting to see how they get into it. But you know, I'm excited. I think the spinoff is going to mainly focus on monsters and hunters, and it's not going to be so much just about hunters destroying monsters. It's going to show you the side of the monsters who you know a perspective from their point of view also. So it's not just about hunters, it's about them coexisting in Chicago and that sort of thing. So.
Did you mention, is this going to be like an episode in this season?
Yes, this season they're going to set up, they're going to introduce some characters in this episode on April 29th that are going to be in this spinoff. So it's kind of like they call it a backdoor pilot. So it'll set this up for the next season when the spinoff starts. So it's really interesting. And, you know, what I like is it's being executive produced by a lot of the same people who have been a part of Supernatural. Eric Kripke, who's the creator of Supernatural, he's involved in this. And Robert Singer, Jeremy Carver, McGee, all big, big players in the original Supernatural. Mm-hmm. So that gives me hope that this might actually be pretty good. So we'll see.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, anyway, yeah, like I said, I don't really know much about these guys. They're young and they're hot, so that's really all that matters, right?
It's a CW show,
exactly.
So what more do you need?
Really, that's all you need. So that'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to that. So when that pilot episode, or the backdoor pilot episode, airs this season...
Right.
I definitely have a lot to say about it.
We need to get your sister on to talk about Supernatural.
I really would.
And our friend Stephanie.
Yeah, definitely. We're both...
Maybe not at the same time.
No, because then it'll turn into an epic...
Epic Supernatural.
Epic long
Supernatural
podcast. It will not be...
Right.
You won't enjoy it. No. I would enjoy it. My sister would enjoy it. Steph would enjoy it. But you would not enjoy it.
I mean, nothing is Supernatural.
You just don't know about it. But that's fine. You know.
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here. Absolutely. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about True Blood, which is one of our favorite shows, has been since the beginning.
I'm so sad that this is going to be the last season.
I know.
I feel like they could have gone at least another season.
They could have. I mean, there's so much they could go into because... Because
you've read the books.
I've read the books, and there's just so much. There's so much. So this could go on forever, really.
Right.
And there's so much that they haven't even touched on that could be introduced, I think, in the series. But, you know.
But it kind of seems like, you know, a couple seasons ago, they really detoured from the
books. Oh, yeah. I mean,
and it kind of seems like that's where this season is going.
Absolutely.
They're basically going to end how they want it to end.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think they're going to get into much of anything else from the books. I think they're just...
No. I mean, especially in the past couple of seasons, I mean, there's so much in the series that had absolutely nothing in the books. Like,
right.
So, especially with, like, the whole vampire god, like, Lilith, that stuff. Like,
right.
None of that happened in the books. So, it's just, you know... I mean, I like what they're doing with the series, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, there's so much in the books that could be very, very good in the series.
Well, I think one of the best additions that they made in the TV show is adding Jessica.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She's
Jessica,
favorite character.
And keeping Lafayette around, I
mm-hmm.
really
oh, right, because
he killed him in the, like the first season, like maybe like the, you
oh,
know,
the first book.
First book, sorry, CP, that's what I meant. But yeah, I'm glad they kept him around. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just in having Lafayette's whole storyline, too, where, you know, there was that one season he had his boyfriend,
right,
you know, and all that good stuff. So mm-hmm. I just love him.
Well, and these are minor spoilers that we're going to talk about
mm-hmm.
here, but speaking of Lafayette, he's apparently going to get a new boyfriend,
yeah.
I think.
A new love interest.
Mm-hmm. Relationship.
So, I really hope so, because I feel like last season they didn't give him a lot to do.
No.
You know, and they really need to, because he's fantastic as Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I love his relationship with Eric.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They work so well off each other. And, I mean, Pam, too.
Oh, Pam. I love her, too. I know. So
she is probably my favorite.
Pam is up there. Absolutely. She's not as fun, like... She's in the books, too, but she's not as fun in the books. Yeah. Absolutely. So
I was so worried they were going to kill her off last year. Again, this is the final season, so basically...
Really, I think...
I don't think anyone's safe.
Yeah, no one's safe. Exactly. Right. I think we're probably are going to see a lot of some of the major players die.
Oh,
I bet.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Within Pride of
the Last. Don't kill Aaron Yorkman. Don't kill. If you do, at least make him naked.
Right. So we see his penis again. Yeah,
exactly.
Just like we did in the finale.
But Arlene... is apparently going to get a new love interest in this next season, too. A vampire.
Uh-oh.
You know?
That's...
I don't know about that.
That'll be shocking.
It'll
I bet she's
shocking.
Not going to know he's a vampire in the
No,
beginning.
Probably not.
Because Arlene, she's not a fan.
She's not a fan of vampires. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like, Terry, it's not even called yet. Like, already a love interest for Arlene. I really
right.
liked Terry, too.
I know,
you know,
too.
I really did.
He was so
him.
Quirky.
Yes. I really liked him. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But I like Arlene, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's... In the book, she's not a good person. Like, she's not.
Really?
She's very anti-vampire-y. And she even joins that cult, the Fellowship of the Sun. Like,
oh,
she even,
really?
She gets mixed up in all that, too, in the book. So she's not as fun
right.
in the books as she is on the series. And I really like the actress who plays her, so.
Yeah. But also, I guess, from what we've been reading, it looks like there will be a lot of three-way and four-way relationships.
Oh, yes.
During the final season. One triangle, basically they teased at the end of last season, Sookie, Alcide,
mm-hmm.
and Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Because, obviously, Alcide and Sookie
mm-hmm.
are hooked up at the end of last season, and the way they set everything up, vampires were paired with humans for feeding purposes, and apparently
that's
going to cause all kinds of complications.
I wonder if they're going to try and get Bill and Sookie back together in this last.
Probably.
You know, because...
I would say so.
Yeah,
I bet they're going to end up together.
Since the first season especially was so much about their relationship
mm-hmm.
and whatnot, I could see them doing that. But that doesn't happen in the books either.
No,
like,
and she ends up with Sam.
Yeah.
In the end.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like that too. That wouldn't have been bad. That wouldn't be a bad way to end it either.
No.
But I don't think they're going to end it the same way as the books.
No, definitely not.
Because
yeah.
I like Sam and Sookie's relationship.
I do, too. And I
but
really
you've never
Sam.
Really been able to see them as a couple because they don't really give them...
Mm-mm.
Haven't really
Mm-mm.
gotten much of a chance to
Mm-mm.
really develop that relationship that we've seen on camera.
Yeah, so I can't wait till the season starts. So that's not until probably June. So,
yeah.
you know, it's going to be a while, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just look forward to that because we will be doing all kinds of podcasts about True Blood once it begins for sure. So
definitely.
It'll be fun. Some other news: the new Gotham show.
I can't wait. This is going to be a good. This is going to.
You
be
think
a good
so?
Show.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a nice. It's an interesting concept to follow Commissioner Gordon. You know,
mm-hmm.
when he was a cop
and
whatnot.
It's been McKenzie who is
super
so
hot. And I really like him as an actor too. I know.
I did too.
He was
I
on
love
the OC. I know that.
Oh,
but
know.
but in Southland, he
Southland,
was really great. Yeah.
He was really
absolutely.
Good. But Jada Pinkett Smith,
mm-hmm.
this was probably the most shocking news is that she is coming to TV in this role in Gotham. Like, it just kind of blows my mind. I know she's part of a band in real life, so it's not like, you know,
mm-hmm.
she's a very interesting actress.
Yes, she is a very interesting actress.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to be playing one of the big bads.
Fish Mooney, I'm not familiar with this character.
I think
is it a new character? Okay, I wasn't sure if this is just,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the Batman
No, not that I know of.
Lore, I wasn't sure. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, she's... I don't hate Jada Pinkett Smith. I guess I never really had an opinion about her. But I think it'll be interesting to see her on the show and
mm-hmm.
see how she does as a bad guy. So,
right, and she's going to be a gangster boss.
Yeah, so...
And the Penguin, Oswald Cobblepot, will be her employee.
Robin Lord Taylor is playing the
mm-hmm.
Penguin. I'm not sure who that is. Do you know anything about that person?
Mm-hmm. No, but he looks like he could be a penguin, like the Penguin character
like
with
penguin.
The nose
yeah.
and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, they have, I mean, they're filling it up. The one person who hasn't been cast is Bruce Wayne. And also there's talk about the Joker too. I mean, they have to make an appearance.
Right?
There was an article I read how they're like, they went back to the Heath Ledger thing, and like no one should touch the Joker again. It's
in
like,
this series, isn't Batman going to be a kid? Because this is when
he'll be young.
Yeah, he'll be young. Like
he'll
this
young.
Will be after his parents had
mm-hmm.
just died. You know, because
yeah.
this is when Commissioner Gordon is still a cop,
right.
pretty much. So
right.
yeah, that'll be. I mean, that'll be. I think that's a really interesting spin on it, you know, so I'm looking forward to that, you know. I am a Batman fan, but I'm not like a diehard Batman fan, so, you know, it'd be interesting to see that, so.
Yeah. Especially and this is something that we haven't seen on screen, is before, you know, these big bads, Penguin to Catwoman to Joker to probably some of the smaller villains, you know, kind of get their backstory, what they were like before they became, you know, kind of a larger than life villain. So I am looking forward to that. It'll be, should be a very good show.
I hope so.
Because they got some big names.
Yeah, they do have some big names. And you know, Batman in general is very popular. So I'm hoping, you know, I'm sure Fox is banking on that too. So, we'll see.
They need some hits.
They do need some hits. I agree. They really do. Okay, now we're going to move on to, some happy endings news.
Yes. We always work it in.
We always work it in. We find, we will scour the internet for happy endings news. Anyway, Alicia. I can't remember how to say her name now.
Alicia
Cuthbert. Mm-hmm. We looked it up.
Yeah,
I was like, we never remember how to say her name. Anyway, she's going to be on a new NBC sitcom. A lesbian sitcom on NBC.
Mm-hmm. Producer Ellen DeGeneres came up with it.
Yes.
And it's going to be called, I think, One Big Happy.
Yes, that's what it looks like, That's what it looks like, So, I think it's going to be fun. I mean, I just love her. She's so funny, and I think if Ellen's involved in...
Oh, right.
I think it's going to be funny, absolutely.
Yeah.
The show revolves around Lizzie, a lesbian who attempts to get pregnant via artificial insemination with her straight male best friend and roommate, Luke. Nick Zano. I know that name.
He was on Two Broke Girls there for a while.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It should be good.
Yeah, she gets pregnant.
She is so funny. I hate when I read articles that they thought that she was the weakest link in Happy Endings.
No.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it at all. I think every one of them was really funny in their own way, and she was really funny as
Alex. She pulled out some of the best ditzy...
Yes.
Ditzy
absolutely.
Moments.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, everybody on that show was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. So I'm so glad they're all getting their own...
Right.
And
there were so many good lines. Like, the two lines that I remember from her in Happy Endings, the one where she's sitting there talking to Brad about, she just bought some Forever stamps, but who knows how long those are good, or whatever. And then there was one episode where she was figuring stuff out, and at the end, she was like the one who was figuring all of this out, and she goes, I'm not as dumb as I am. So she pulled off some great lines, and I loved her character. She was very...
I agree. Very funny, just, you know, like a fun little character. So I just love that show so much. So, I'm excited that she's got some work, and I'm looking forward to that show. I will definitely watch it. So I'm just reading here, pretty much everybody's gotten a job after that, you know.
Right.
Zachary Knighton, who played Dave, he's going to be in a comedy with Damon Wayans Jr. Reading this wrong. But he's going to be on a new Fox show called Weird Loners. So he's got a job. So that's great. So I don't know much about that show, but I'm going to look it up. So
that means all of them have jobs now.
And they all have jobs.
Right. That's great.
And a lot of them are on Fox.
I still wish. Well, I don't want to go there. Anyway, I still wish that Happy Endings was a thing.
We've talked about that a lot, and we will continue to talk about it because it is so upsetting.
Right. And still speaking of Fox and comedies.
Yes.
And our Happy Endings actors, the Mindy Project. Looks like they're adding Tim Daly.
Tim Daly, who's been around for forever.
He's very nice to look at.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was on Wings, and he's been in all kinds of
stuff. Oh, my gosh, Wings.
I remember watching that when I was a kid. Absolutely. I do remember watching that.
I don't remember him being in a comedy.
Wings was a comedy, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Wings
was.
Thinking The Sopranos. The
Nine, he was on The Sopranos. All that stuff. So he's going to be on...
Was he on... I felt like he was on Sisters, too. Maybe not.
Sisters?
Maybe not. Maybe that was somebody else.
I don't know that show. He was on Private Practice, currently, too.
Oh, Private Practice.
Maybe that's what it is. But he's going to be on a mini project. They haven't really said what his role is going to be.
I bet he'll be a love interest for Mindy.
You think
or something along those lines.
Maybe. Yeah. I could see him being a a love interest for Mindy, mm-hmm. especially if he's playing another doctor or something. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll see. So that'll be interesting. I'm just, you know, that it gives me hope that they're having these more guest stars on the Mindy project, so maybe it'll actually stick around.
You right. know, like, I really hope so. It's one of the funniest
I agree.
Shows.
It's really funny. It's going to be, and you know, Schmidt's going to be on the Mindy project too, eventually. Schmidt from
New World, right.
Yeah.
As that character.
Is he going to be Schmidt?
I think so. I thought they said it was a crossover.
Maybe. There's a link here. I'm going to look at this.
Yeah, I think they said it was a crossover. I thought that's what they said.
No, he will not.
Oh, he won't.
No, he'll play Lee, a hot player at a bar who is up to no good.
Well, so he's basically playing.
He's playing Schmidt.
Schmidt,
yeah,
okay.
Pretty much. All right. And that's gonna that's set for April. It looks like, yeah. So, and Mindy Project returns April 1st. So still another month, but anyway,
good.
I'm glad.
I hope it sticks around.
I really hope so too. It's one of my favorite shows. So
didn't they say there's a pretty good chance it's being renewed?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. We did the bubble.
Yeah, I think it has a good chance of getting renewed, but mm-hmm. you know, you never know with Fox though. So
right.
let's just hope it sticks around. I will be very crushed if it doesn't.
I know. Well, the last part of our TV news is some really good news. I don't know if you saw the Tonight Show that debuted this week with Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
He had a lot of big
lot
guests
of
on
great,
that first,
big,
first day.
He's done a lot of really funny things this week, too. Absolutely.
Man,
yeah.
He had, Jimmy Fallon is perfect.
I think I love Jimmy Fallon. I've always loved him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really glad they did give it to him. And I'm really glad, and a lot of people seem to be really open to Jimmy Fallon, you know,
mm-hmm.
like there, when Conan started it, a lot of people were not.
Remember we had a big debate
yeah.
over that.
Yes, we did.
You're a big Conan fan.
I love Conan O'Brien.
I love Conan too. I just don't think he was the right fit
no,
for that.
Absolutely.
Show.
Because Conan's humor is a little, for
right.
a broader audience,
nope.
especially older people. I don't, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jimmy's just
hilarious.
So,
but Jimmy,
so goofy.
Jimmy's goofy. I think his humor is a little more broad. I think
right.
people, I think a larger audience will accept it a little more.
Yeah.
But still keeping with a lot of the, you know, popular things. You know, it's I wasn't a fan of Jay Leno. I've never been a fan of Jay Leno.
I really haven't either.
I was never.
But
a fan.
I can see the appeal though.
Yes.
Again, broad.
Broad.
I mean, I love David Letterman. He is probably my favorite. But then again, I love Jimmy Kimmel. I love
Jimmy Kimmel. Mm-hmm.
So.
Craig Ferguson, too, is really funny. I don't get to watch his show very often.
I don't think he will be replacing David Letterman.
Oh, no. No, I don't
think
that happening.
I think it'll be Chelsea Handler.
You think so?
I'm calling it.
Do you think
because,
they would give Chelsea?
We've actually gotten to the actual news part of this. But I swear, we will get there. The reason why I say that is because there was an article, and Chelsea wrote a response to it, saying they basically put her in parentheses. The only female, like, they weren't putting her on the same level. Because, I don't know if it was because she's a woman or she's on E.
Uh-huh.
But, if you've watched David Letterman, his sense of humor, she matches his sense of humor.
That does make sense. I don't know. Like, I feel like...
And it's a boys' club.
It is definitely a boys' club.
And it's
club.
Time.
Absolutely. I agree. I would
this
love...
This is a great segue to the actual news that I was trying to say. So anyway, but I think, I bet if any comedian, female comedian, it is Chelsea Lately.
Yeah.
Or Chelsea Handler.
So. Chelsea Handler. I could see it.
And
I
Dave
could.
Still has a couple years left.
I just don't...
Then her time with E! Will be up, and it'll be perfect.
I don't know. I just, you know, like, I don't... She feels like she's maybe just a little too raunchy for
maybe.
Network TV, you know what I mean? Like,
maybe.
I love Chelsea Handler.
Right.
I think she's hilarious, but...
I'm calling it.
I don't know. All right.
Okay,
all right.
What other female?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Of?
There's nobody
See?
Else besides Ellen, you
right.
know, who...
She's not going to give up that date.
Yeah, I don't think she would either. I think she dominates.
But
it.
I think, you know, to a point, I think Chelsea can bring it down
no.
a few notches.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, obviously. When
but I think she
like
would be...
Too. But she is funny.
She'd
but
be
I
the
guess,
right fit, I think.
I don't know. I think a lot of people probably wouldn't like her.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But, you know... But a lot of people might not have liked Joan Rivers back in the day. So, after almost 30 years of being exiled from The Tonight
yeah.
Show, and I didn't realize this, I thought it just ended with Carson because she pissed off Johnny Carson because she was getting her own show with Fox and
mm-hmm.
it didn't work out. And so he never talked to her ever again.
Yeah.
He died never talking to Joan Rivers. And she was...
I didn't know anything about this feud. I had no idea.
Yeah, I knew about the feud. But I thought it ended with Carson, and I thought she'd been back on with Leno. But Leno, being the a-hole
yeah.
he is,
yeah.
He continued it. That's BS.
Yeah.
That's absolutely BS.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Jimmy Fallon broke it, and now Joan Rivers is welcome back on
and
the
she,
Tonight Show.
Say what you will about Joan Rivers, she is really funny,
she
actually.
Is.
I mean, sometimes I watch that Fashion Police show, I hate to admit this, but sometimes I watch that, and she's really funny. So, yeah, I had no idea.
You need to watch
it.
The documentary that they did on Joan Rivers, and it's fascinating how she writes her own material. She keeps everything in card catalogs. She writes things down on note cards. How she goes around. She still does her own material. It's fascinating. And it starts with her without any makeup.
Really?
And it shows, like, it's like a kind of a time lapse of her
doing.
And
that's crazy.
I mean, she's had obviously a lot of work done.
Wow.
But still, so funny. And that says a lot about Jimmy Fallon.
I agree. Absolutely. And I haven't gotten to watch. I don't get to watch a lot of his show because I'm at work when it's on,
right.
usually. So I don't get to see it. But everything I've seen so far has been hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did another one of those hashtag things with
Jonah Hill.
Not a fan of him. But that hashtag thing just cracks up. Like, that's something at work we do constantly. So, yeah, it's entertaining. But we'll talk about Jimmy Fallon more in our Obsessed. Because he did something
segment.
This week.
Right. The kid's obsessed with.
Absolutely hilarious. So, and, you know, and then Seth Meyers is taking over for Jimmy Fallon's show on Monday. So, I love Seth Meyers. I think he's hilarious. We'll see how he does with the show. But I think it'll be good. I don't know if he'll be as popular as Jimmy away. Because Jimmy, I feel like, when he took over for Conan's show, like,
it was almost
people.
Even though
I think
a lot of people were cautious.
Yes, people were cautious, I think, absolutely, because you only knew Jimmy in SNL and some movies, you know, so you weren't really, but he.
You weren't familiar with him.
Exactly.
But he was perfect.
Perfect.
And with the Tonight Show returning to New York, I was been reading an article. Lauren Michaels is in charge of everything.
Yes.
So you're going to see a lot more crossovers. You're going to see, and that's good. That's really good.
Yeah. So I think, I think it's a good, they've got a good block of comedy late night going on right now. So I have high hopes for both of them. So and people already love the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show. So
Well, someone I don't have high hopes for right now is who is ignoring reality this week. All right. So ignoring reality this week is Miley Cyrus. First off, I like Miley Cyrus.
I like her.
I do. I really like her. I do love her music. And she was on Jimmy Fallon. I made you watch that, I think.
Did you?
We Can't Stop. Where she redid it with the Roots.
She did watch that.
Good.
She's
fun.
I will admit she is talented.
She is.
She is. You know, a lot of people give her flack that she's not, but she is talented.
She is.
But she's super annoying to me. I can't even, I can't handle it.
Well, she says she's playing a character too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But she is ignoring reality this week. They posted some of the pictures of what she's wearing on her tour.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She's definitely ignoring God.
I feel like she's playing into that part again where she's like crazy Miley Cyrus. I'm not a kid anymore.
That's what a lot of people are expecting.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have heard that she plays her old Hannah Montana at the beginning.
Oh, really?
So I think it's kind of like a transformation kind of thing.
And then she goes.
I will say, if I got tickets to go see Miley Cyrus, I would go.
She is
and you would too. So don't even pretend.
If someone bought me tickets, I would go. I'm not going to pay money.
All right, what's the number to Ticketmaster?
But she is coming to Kansas City.
I
don't know exactly when. I think it's the summer.
It's
priceless.
It has to be.
I'm sure it's sold out. Yes, absolutely.
Maybe we can find a way to get tickets.
Maybe. Maybe we can. I don't know. But, I would agree. Some of those outfits, I've seen pictures. I'm like, oh, Miley. Well, her haircut, too. I don't care for her haircut.
Right. I actually like her haircut better than what with the long stringy.
Yeah.
It's a combination of haircuts.
I'm also just not a fan of these haircuts where it's like half shaved.
Oh, right.
I know that's
like
a total millennial thing, and I'm too old for that. It's kind of stuff.
You're in your 30s now, so
you
are too old.
I'm too old. Don't get it, damn kids. I don't understand it. Anyway.
Right. All right, let's see what we're obsessed with this week.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Hey.
All right, I'm going to let you start. when all you
my obsession this week is from the Lego Movie. If you've seen the movie, you know exactly, or even if you haven't, you probably heard this song. It's the theme song, Everything is Awesome. It is catchy, it is addicting. So take a listen, then you'll understand. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome when we live. Part of a team, everything is awesome. You're living our dreams.
Oh, it's so
good. Love it. I love it. From like, seriously, every day I listen to this song. And one of my coworkers at work has seen the Lego Movie too, and we play it in the newsroom every day.
Really?
Yeah, every day.
Those
at least once a day.
Must hate you guys.
Yes. We're like, if you hear it, too bad. We're just going to play
it.
It's
so good.
It's so catchy, and it's cute, and it's funny, and I like how the Lonely Island are in this that one version with Tegan and Sarah.
I didn't know it was Tegan and Sarah.
I didn't know it was either until I looked it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, I like it. And it's just really funny. There's some lyrics in there where they're like, it's like, lost my job, have more time for my community, or, you know, stepped in mud, new brown shoes. So it's always looking on the upside of things. I don't know. I'm obsessed with it. I really am. I love it. And it is constantly in my head. I mean,
that is true.
I mean, how many times did we sing this before while we were, you know, drafting out our rundown today?
Right. Many times.
Just constantly. So, yeah.
Well, after we saw it in the movie theater, we came out and just started seeing it.
I know. The whole ride home, just out of nowhere. So, that's my obsession this week, and it'll probably be my obsession next week.
Right.
I feel like it's going to be there for a while. What is your obsession?
Well,
I'm excited for your obsession.
Let's take a listen.
I set up here. The hipping to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Set up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie. The beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. Then me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to groove your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie, so the boogie, say, up, jump, the boogie, so the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock, you don't stop, rock the rhythm that will make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. On the mic, Brian Williams, Lester Holt, and Kathy Lee. I mean, that's
now,
my dream trio right there. My dream news trio.
Oh,
right
no
there.
Kidding. Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely. Anyway, this aired on Jimmy Fallon a few days ago. They put this together. It's amazing. If you haven't seen it, it's this news clips. It's news clip from Nightly News, and they're singing Rapper's Delight.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
It is.
Like, I'm also a little obsessed with this because, you know, we both work in the media, so it's just fun for us to see something like that.
Well, and it's nice to see, I mean, without them actually
doing it. They're not actually singing.
But they're just using real clips
from the nightly news.
Tiny little clips. I can't even imagine how long this
I know.
Took.
We talked about this, some of my coworkers and I yesterday, and I can't even imagine.
No.
How many newscasts they had to watch.
Right.
And to edit that together, it's amazing. And it works so well.
Right. And obviously, Brian Williams and Lester Holt didn't... There's nothing they could have objected to.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's like, you're showing... I mean, we struggle with this when you cover such devastating hard news, and then to still show your personal side, fun side, that's just a side they never want us to really show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's nice. It's like, oh my gosh, they're real people. Brian Williams, I've seen him on Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman. He's so funny.
Yeah, he's been on SNL.
He's on
30 Rock. He's hilarious.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a friend who works with Lester Holt's son in Chicago, and he's visited a couple times, and she's like, he is the nicest.
He seems really nice. I love Lester Holt.
Too.
I do.
I mean, he has to be Brian Williams' successor.
He has to be. Absolutely. I mean, and the thing is, like, I'm just like, when does Lester Holt sleep? Because he does,
he does mornings and evenings
on me. I'm like, when do you sleep, Lester? Such a hardworking guy. I don't know. But yeah, I love that clip. I would agree. That's a good obsession this week. So if you haven't, seen it, we'll share it on our Facebook page just so you can see it, because it is
so good.
It is phenomenal. Amazing. Yep. Well done, Jimmy Fallon.
Right. And this week. Again, this is like, now I watch anything Jimmy Fallon posts. Yeah, absolutely. Ever.
Yes, you know, it's
and just, that's one reason they hired him. I read an article saying that it's the digital age.
Yes.
And he has conquered it.
Yes.
And again, you don't have time to watch, but you have time to watch the clips online.
Yes, absolutely.
And he's winning. Definitely
winning. Absolutely. So that was our obsession this week.
Yeah. Some big news. Our podcast, this is episode 10.
Number 10.
So pretty exciting.
I know.
I can't believe we have
We've been doing this for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
Number 10, and we love doing it, and we hope you guys love listening.
Right, and we do a weekly Walking Dead initial reaction podcast, so please listen to that. Also, please send us your comments, anything. We want to hear from you.
Suggestions. Yeah, we definitely want to hear from you because we like getting feedback. So, like I said, we're still new at this, so we're learning, and we want suggestions, you know.
And want your comments because we'll read them in our podcast.
Please, if you have a comment about anything, you know, news-wise or, you know, movie-wise, TV-wise, all that good pop culture.
Twitter at A Gallon of Gay, Facebook at A Gallon of Gay. And now you can also find us, well, we've always been on Podbean. That they basically... That site actually hosts our podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're on iTunes. Please rate us. That helps us so, so much. We're now on Stitcher, Two Thumbs Up Media, Player FM, and we're also in the iTunes version of Windows. Windows.
So if you have an Android phone or whatever, or Windows phone, you can find us there. So it would not necessarily on iTunes, so you can find us there. So that'll be... Yeah, please go rate us, like us, all that good stuff.
Yeah, comment, whatever it takes.
Follow us.
Yeah, please comment.
Please. Speaking of following us, we do have some followers, some new followers we want to say, have a little shout out to. So you got this.
Yeah, we have Carson Henley at Carson Henley on Twitter. Jeff Smith, actually a friend of mine in Wisconsin.
Thanks for following Jeff.
His Twitter handle is No ALA guy. I don't know what that means, but that's it. And then also our other two. The last one's pretty exciting.
I know. Well, I'm going to say a shout out to SN The Road So Far. It's a supernatural podcast that I recently started listening to. I really enjoyed it. They are super diehard, supernatural. If you think I'm bad, you should listen to these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, they get into it, but it's very interesting for somebody who is a supernatural fan. I like listening to these things. Anyway, I just started listening and they followed us, so I just want to give a shout out to them. It's a really nice podcast. A little podcast love for them. And then, we have to talk about this.
Well, wait. Before you get to this one, the Walking Dead fan site,
they followed us.
TWD fan site. So follow them, too. They are great. And again, we will be live tweeting during this week's episode of The Walking Dead. And the final follower, which he probably didn't mean to follow us, but we really appreciate him listening.
Sam Palladio, who plays Gunner on Nashville, the ABC show Nashville.
Gunner, not Hunter.
Gunner, sorry. Yeah. One time we called him Hunter, but we weren't really thinking. That's we know his name, but it's Gunner.
We'll never forget his face.
I will never forget his face or his voice. Yes, absolutely. Anyway, he's following us. Here's the thing. Apparently his Twitter account got hacked a few days ago, and whoever hacked it followed
maybe.
You never know.
I mean, you're going to hack somebody and then go follow somebody
but
else.
If you look
unless
at his
you were
Twitter,
the one that hacked his account.
It was me. It was totally me. I don't even know how to begin hacking something.
Right. Anyway, I really know how to tweet.
But if you look at his followers, like he's following over 1,400 people. So I'm thinking like somebody just hacked in there and started following everybody who's following him. So
yeah, that could be.
You know, so maybe.
But he still
didn't
follows us.
Really mean to follow us, but he's still following.
He's still following us. So
we'll take it.
Right,
you take it. Thank you for following.
I did reach out to him.
I love you.
I did reach out and say, hey, you wouldn't mind.
Thanks for the follow, Sam.
Can we?
Would you like to do a phone interview with us?
Right.
Really, I know you're busy, but
Hey, well, let's take a couple.
We're Twitter friends now, so
right.
You have to.
And we're legit.
We are legit. We are a legit podcast.
Right.
We know what we are doing anyway.
Really.
That was just a lot. No, we don't. No, but we're learning. But that was fun. So, I mean, of our 60 followers.
Right.
He's the biggest one. And I will tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So. Please. All right. Well, that does it for our podcast this week. Again, don't forget the Walking Dead podcast we do. That'll be episode 11. And if you have any suggestions, if you have a suggestion for someone who might be ignoring reality or something that we should be obsessed with.
Yeah. You know, tell us what you're obsessed with and tell us what you want to hear about. You know, maybe there's something we missed or, you know, maybe maybe you just have an insight on something that you want to tell us. Please, you know, email us gallonagay@gmail.com or, you know, Facebook us, tweet us. We will definitely get back to you and we will definitely mention it on our podcast. So please follow us, like us, email us, comment, that kind of stuff. So,
cool. All right. Thanks, guys, for
episode
listening.
Episode 10 in the books.
Yes.
So, yeah, anyway, go rate us, listen, all that good stuff. Y'all have a good day, and until next time.
All right, bye.